Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaggetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity and Graduation Mass, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Congratulations, graduates. A new adventure begins. Congratulations, dads. This is probably the best Father's Day gift you'll ever get. Congratulations, dads and moms. Is today how you spell relief and a little less worrying? Seeing another successful milestone in your son's, your daughter's life. For me, today is memory lane. I taught in Cathedral High School, inner city, Catholic. And the seniors would inscribe their name on the brick archway leading to the brother's house. One Harvard-bound student wrote, "I am no longer prey to dark uncertainties." I laughed. I thought, yeah, sure. Well, at least enjoy this moment. I trust Stanford students are neither so foolish nor so brass. He actually did well at Harvard, at law school, and later in life in law. Sadly, he is still prey to dark uncertainties. Lost in himself, he never decided to grasp the amazement that discovers a deeper vitality that has reason to celebrate. How I wish, how I pray that he had uttered Solomon's words, "God of our ancestors, Lord of mercy, who made all things, give me wisdom that sits by your throne. For even if one is perfect, he will be regarded as nothing without wisdom." You know, we seldom hear that word wisdom. There is no wisdom 101 here at Stanford. But its roots of that word are ancient, going back to Proto-Indo-European language. It means to see. To see. We get lost so much in the weeds that we really see and miss so much and understand even less. J.D. Salinger, in his book Franny and Zoe, mourned its absence on many college campuses. He wrote, "I got the idea in my head that college was just one more dopey, inane place in the world dedicated to piling up treasure on earth. I mean, treasure is treasure, for heaven's sake. What's the difference whether the treasure is money or property or even culture or even just plain knowledge? I don't think it would have all got me quite so down if just once in a while, there was at least some polite, little, perfunctory implication that knowledge should lead to wisdom." Do you hunger for wisdom? For that deeper seeing and celebrating? For discovering the deeper in life? I think we all could use a little recreation this summer. May it be a recreation. That contemplative moment that reflects and savors all that has been good, true, and beautiful. We become what we decide to notice. We become what we decide to notice. And too often, too many notice only the pain. Look for the deeper uniting thread. Discover wisdom that gives birth to meaning and joy in your life. Your education is not ending, it is just beginning. In the College of Hard Knocks. The living and vital mind, the open and generous heart, embraces living a life of radical amazement. That should be our plea, that we would wake up each morning with a spirit of radical wonderment. You receive much here. You know lots. You can do incredible things. But at the end of the day, at life's end, will you smile for the friendships you've made, the family you've created, the good you've done? We do not fear death so much as not having really lived at all. Your greatest regret at life's end will be the good you didn't do. And so there's only one antidote. Embrace a life of radical amazement that discovers, that discovers. Our first reading explores God's nature by personalizing and exploring His attributes, in this case, wisdom. God's wisdom creates, and it began in God taking delight. Isn't that a wonderful place to start, in taking delight? As our reading ended, I found delight in the human race. God says to you each day what He said to Jesus. He whispers in your heart. You are my beloved in whom I delight. Do you believe it? Do you believe that God takes delight in you just as you are? Paul saw in it the medicine for transformation of our worst afflictions. We even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, endurance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured out into your hearts. Do you give God permission to love you? Do you give God the space to love you? Do you take time to notice? Your education is just beginning. It begins in a habit of noticing and reflecting. Today is Trinity Sunday, and it offers us a different wisdom than the power, glory, and greed our society wants to capture our attention with. Most religions point in a different direction. They speak of God's compassion and mercy. Well, sadly, we betray it, but we know that religion should make us gentle. But Christianity goes one step further and offers a different insight. God is not merely loving, God is love in Himself. And Stanford students should know the answer. Love is a relationship. Humor me, say it. Love is a relationship. Love is a relationship. It's something you have to entrust yourself to, give yourself over to. The monoperson God may be loving to His creation, but He's not love in Himself. The three-person God is a pure communion of love, totally giving, totally receiving. The Father expresses Himself. The Word receives Himself as gift. And the Spirit unites it all in this breath of love. In God we have lover, beloved, and love itself. God creates a universe, or maybe it's a universe, simply out of the enthusiasm and dynamism of this God. And because God loves to love, He creates you for love. And that actually demands a real discipline. God asks for your love. He offers a different wisdom. He even tolerates our cruelty to one another, lest He quench the possibility of your choosing to be a gift of love. The medievals taught God moves by attraction, never by coercion. And yet, isn't that what we imagine God to be? Too often coercive? Love is uncoercible. And God makes himself vulnerable to you. God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that we who are unequal may be in some mysterious, grace-filled way become equal in love by love itself. One GSB student told me, I had this experience that God really, really loves me. Nothing can be the same. His yes back to God changed everything. It changed why he got up in the morning and what he did during the day. Your yes changes your future too. God offers more than paradise, small potatoes. God invites you into himself, sharing the divine nature. One communion of love with Father, Son, and Spirit. Your homeland is the Trinity itself. And yet we can be satisfied with so much less. We want God's love. You have God's love. But do you make time to let it in? It's not that God is absent, it's just that I'm not present. Begin each day with radical amazement. Your dance with God begins by taking time to delight in God's love for you. We've all taken a sun bath, right? Why not sunbathe in God's love for you? Have that quiet moment to simply feel his love, no matter what. Now that's real praying. Your dance with God grows by sharing that love in fellowship and service, by being a gift of love to others. Love is really at its receiving and giving. So will you go out and dance with God in his joy? This dance with God began in an act of faith. Not that there is a God or that Jesus is God, but that act of trusting, as St. John wrote, we have known and believed the love that God has for us, for you. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God in them. Faith is trusting God's love for you made actual in Jesus. You might say Jesus is the incarnation of God's pleasure in you. Now there is a reason for living a life of radical amazement. Graduates, congratulations.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Blauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.